This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, that we continue on this day, in this circle, for this time of your questions and answers. And once again, as we did in our last gathering of this type together, we will ask each of you who is here, each of you who is reading or listening to this, to listen to these questions as they are asked and to look within yourself for the appropriate answer also, not so much in your mind, but in your heart, the place of knowingness. Be also the one who is answering this. Answer it for yourself. Learn to listen to that space within. Learn to listen at this place of truth, this place of divinity within you. And as these questions are asked on this day, allow this truth that comes from within you to come forth. And then I, Tobias, will answer on behalf of all who are gathered here on this day. Understand that our answers will not necessarily contain the same words, the answer that comes from within you and what you hear from us, but it will contain the same energy, the same essence. So listen carefully yourself for the answer that comes up from within you. Dear friends, as we move through this Creator series, as we come to a conclusion of this 11th lesson, understand that one of the challenges that humans moving into the new energy have is truly a fear of creating. There is a core fear within all of you. It has come from experiences in the past on Earth and before you came here that did not have the outcome that you would have expected. It comes from a feeling of guilt that you have had, of spiritual guilt, that you did something wrong when you left home. It comes from this fear of perhaps at the core level, knowing how truly powerful that you are, knowing that you have the power to create anything. Anything is possible. And then what happens is this old fear, the old spiritual guilt hits the brakes and won't allow you to create in the way you would truly like to. These are core issues. You are done with your other basic issues. You have walked through and processed those. We are coming to the core issues. The issue of the fear of being a creator. We talk much today of the ego, of the male energy, of the battling energy. These are all fear issues that would come up. In a sense, you would all like to be junior creators, sub-creators, with an energy higher and stronger and above you that places controls or limitations on the extent of your ability to create. And dear friends, it is not meant for it to be that way. There is not meant to be another who is higher. as we said in our story of Jack, one day Jack would inherit the throne. There is none other that will restrict your ability to create. So therefore, there is a fear, a core fear, that you do not have a Father God energy to watch over and to regulate your creations. So you tend to put on the brakes. We are telling you now that in the new energy, it is different. In a way, your own divine true self would not allow you to create inappropriately. But this balance comes from within you, from all the experiences that you have had. It comes from your true self. Your true self is awakening now. It is coming out of the cocoon that it has slept in for so long. It is awakening and coming forth. But interestingly enough, even though this is a more complete self, as it were, it is also like your own child that grows from within, a Christ child. It is yours to care for and nurture and feed. It is interesting that it is the complete you and the true self and the divine self. You would think, would you not, that it would be more appropriate for you to give up control to this part of you that you have not known so well. You would think this would be the father, mother energy coming back for you. But instead, it is the child. It is the child energy. It is your creation. Now, we will talk more of that at another time. But in your long journey here, and to get here, and your many experiences, you have created your own child, called your divinity, just as the king and queen, through their love, created Jack. That will give you something to think about. Now, we will welcome your questions on this day.
Tobias, why have I carried such a deep sorrow all my life? It's very disheartening. Is that why I have a hard time filling my heart? Where is joy for me? Where do I fit into this bizarre world and universe?
These are all good questions. And at its core level, dear one, and all of you who experience this feeling, this deep sorrow is specifically now what we have spoken of. You have cleared your other issues that were based on karma of your soul. We talked today of clearing an ancestral karma. But your core issue, your core sorrow, goes back to when you left home. It was a traumatic experience. When you crossed through the wall of fire, you shattered into billions of pieces. You were in a state of complete fragmentation for what seemed eons of time. And when you left the wall of fire, you entered a void. There was nothing. You were cold. You felt you had been banished from the kingdom. You were separated from spirit, from your own spiritual parents. You were separated from God. You had never felt anything like this. It was the lowest of the low feelings. This is what you would call the original sin. I mean, you call it sin. We do not. We know better now. But this feeling of loss and separation, as we have said, would be like for a young child to be abandoned by its parents, wondering why it was not worthy of love, wondering why they set it out in the cold, losing that connection of the love that from a mother that is so important between the mother and the child, losing the connection of a fatherly love. You have done much other clearing, and now this final core issue comes into being, this core issue of the sorrow of leaving home. It will be a challenge for you, but it will be easier if you can understand what created this in the first place. We have been working with Kaudra and with the doctors and with Linda. I'm working on a way to bring Chandra back to those issues, to help you look at this time of separation, to help you look at it and see it with the same love that we see it. You cannot see it now. You cannot feel it. But dear friends, we can create the energy in a room to help bring you back to that point, to help you understand the true love that was involved. The journey of Chandra can be very difficult. You are walking away from old and perhaps somewhat comfortable energies of the old energy. As we have talked of many times, it often requires the separation of things that were close and dear to you, jobs and family, loved ones, other issues that leave. It is a difficult journey. When you sit with a student who comes to your door asking for help and asking for guidance, dear friends, you will look at them and you will understand they are about to embark on a very difficult journey that they must do themselves. As a teacher, you will want to explain to them and help them to understand that it is not what they think it will be. Oh, it is indeed wonderful. Just discovering your divinity once again. But dear friends, as you know, it is difficult and challenging. It is the most difficult thing that you have ever done in any of your lifetimes before. So other lifetimes, you perhaps had challenges, but you never had a challenge at this level that you're at right now. This level of having to walk across what's been called the Bridge of Swords, walk across the chasm from the old energy to the new and do it alone. Do it without your guides. When you sit in front of your student, you will try to explain to them that this will be most challenging. And as you know, you will chuckle because you will know they will sit there with a bright eye and a big smile, thinking, oh, it won't be that difficult. Thinking, oh, I will do anything. And you will chuckle knowing it will be a challenging but most rewarding experience. Again, in direct answer to your question, dear one, you are feeling the pains of the separation. There is healing that is taking place for this. There is healing in these words that we speak to you on this. But there will come a point when you need to face this directly. There will come a point where you face it in your dreams or in your experiences. You have to face this time of separation. You are making good progress, by the way, we add to you. Do not give up, but do not struggle so much. The answer will come to you. Thank you.
A lot of light workers are experiencing severe pain and other diseases in our biology. Can we use Reiki to heal? If not, how do we heal?
These aches and pains of the body are symptoms of going into the new energy. They are symptoms of a change that is taking place at the deepest and most profound levels of your being, deeper than even the DNA. These changes and these aches and pains will continue for a while. There are many, many good methods for this, and our recommendation to you, to all, is to find out what works best for you. You do not need to struggle with it. If you find out that the Reiki workers, particularly those who are moving into the new energy and understand the core reasons for these aches and pains, these Reiki workers, if they can provide comfort and relief for you, this is appropriate. There are others who may find simply time in nature, walking in quiet through the woods, in your mountains, at the seashore. At many times, the earth herself helps to balance these energies. There are others who will find simply bathing in salt water, as we have discussed, will help. We ask you to look at all these techniques. Again, we learn from you. We are collecting information on what you are finding works with us. But it is to know that these body aches are simply a symptom of moving into the new energy and of all the changes that are taking place deep within you.
Tobias, I still struggle with issues of weight and then feel guilty for the amount of time and energy I spend worrying and planning on how to lose weight when I should be more concentrating on spiritual things. How can I either lose the weight or get over my need to lose it? Thank you.
Dear one, this is an issue that challenges many, many of you, and there are quite a few reasons for it. First of all, the weight itself is also a soothing factor in the changes that you're going through at the deep levels within. The extra weight literally helps, pad the changes that are taking place. So we do not recommend you getting mad at yourself for this. Your body knows how to regulate itself. It knows very well. It is saying at this point that it is appropriate to have this. We are somewhat troubled by you and by the others who are not loving themselves for all that they are. This image that has been created that by humans of a perfect biological being on the outside has become so important that you are not loving yourself when you look in the mirror. To tie into our lesson 11 that we discussed today, give yourself thanks. Give yourself thanks for all that you are, for the miracles that you do, for the creating that you do. Thank your body for having the wisdom to have certain protections, to have certain balances that it creates for itself. We are sad to see that there is so much guilt here on your part, and there are so many struggles here to try to obtain this ideal look. Accept yourself for what you are. When you do, when there is not so much battling within, it is interesting, but the weight will go to the next level of balancing, which means it can drop some of that it's been carrying around to protect itself from you and for your thoughts of guilt. Thank you.
Tobias, tell us about sex. What's the energy around it?
We will tell a story here, and Kaldra does not so much like us sharing, but we... On our side of the veil, we talk much of sex, much as you do. We talk about your sex lives. And yes, there are times, dear friends, when we even are available, when you are making love like this. Oh, we stand around and smile. At times there is such tremendous symphony of energy that takes place between two people that care about each other. And to the one that asked the question just now, it does not matter to us one bit if it is male and female or two members of the same sex. We are not prejudiced in that regard. What we enjoy is the love that is made between the humans. Oh, it is like your finest music. And we like to watch. But not in the voyeuristic way you may think. It draws us, and we are amazed at what you are creating, the expressions of love, the feelings of tenderness, all of this. It is amazing. Dear friends, as we said earlier today, when spirit and all that is reflected for even a brief moment about who am I, instantly created two separate beings, the king and the queen, that could look at each other in the eye and connect in the heart and love each other so much that they created an offspring called Jack. You are Jack. The love the spirit brought you forth. You brought this attribute in a biological way to Earth. When two humans love each other, they can create offspring like spirit did with you. When offspring is not even created, there is tremendous love and tremendous energy that is created. This energy that is created through the making of love between two humans does not then go out into the thin air and dissolve or go away. That energy, dear friends, of making love between humans is, how to say, collected by angels, and it is delivered in the appropriate manner into the new creation, the new universe that you are creating even at this very moment. This is the most potent of all energies that is used in creating the second circle that you are in. You started with a void. You are now building a second circle. And as we have said one day, the first circle, the first creation, will move into the second circle, the second creation that you are building now. The most potent energy for this is the energy when two humans make love. That is why we like to watch. Conversely, dear friends, when there is sex and it does not involve love, and when there is sex that involves control or abuse of another, when there is dominance from one to the other, when there is addiction to this, this also attracts energy. It does not attract the type of angels and entities that you work with. It attracts ones that are rather earthbound, ones that whose energy you would not like so much, you would call it dark, and they will converge around this controlling type of sex, and they will be fed the energy from that also. Again, we caution the use of terms here, for we talk in symbols many times, but in that type of sex, in that type of situation, a energy is produced that would feed what you would call the dark entities. And we thank you for your question. And do not be so concerned that we are going to be coming into your bedroom all of the time.
Goodbye. I've been asked to join a hands-on healing group. All are certified in one thing or another. I'm not certified in anything. all are still in the old energy. If I join this group, how is this going to work out? And am I to be there with the new energy?
That is precisely why you are being asked. There is a inner knowingness on their part that you bring something new. You will challenge many of their belief systems. And again, we do not have a crystal ball here, and we do not prophesize, but we know a setup when we see one. And there is a setup here to bring you in to show many of these healers that there is a new way, but you should also understand that they might promptly ask you to leave also. You will be a challenge to them. You will shake up their old ways of thinking and believing. So do not take this personally, but understand this is simply something you are being called to do by them, but they might be also the ones who become angered by you. Oh, you will find this situation most interesting, and we cannot wait for you to report back.
Tobias, why don't you speak first for the ones that travel all day long? I travel a long way, and today a lot of the speakers are old energy.
Dear friends, this is, how to say, what Kalugra chooses here, and we honor what he says. There are many times we do not so much agree with him, and we will tell him, but he can be stubborn. He was stubborn even as a son. And this is what he chooses. We have not been emphatic with him about this, so we have allowed this to be. And we thank you for the question, but you will have to take this up with him.
What about credit for what we perceive as bad creation? Who gets the blame?
This is an excellent question, for in the scheme of things, in all things considered, there is no bad creation, and you knew that. You were hearing that from within you. There is judgment on your part of what is good and bad. Let us give you an example. There is a light worker who is not sitting in this physical room on this day, but that will read this material. This light worker, this Shamba, was responsible for the death of many in a past lifetime in a rather gruesome way. And this has haunted this family member ever since. This individual has gone on a very difficult and low path ever since. Tremendous feelings of guilt, tremendous feelings of remorse, tremendous feelings, more so than ever, of disconnection with spirit. This light worker, up until recently, has believed at the deepest level of their being that they would go to a place of hell when they died. They are coming to understand new things. They will be one of the strongest, one of the best teachers of all. They will rise fast. They will have insight and experiences that many others will never come close to having. They chose, and those who were slaughtered by this person chose, to have this extent of experience, to have some of the darkest of the dark. Dear friends, in order to truly move things forward, there are those who have to volunteer to go into the darkest of the dark, that volunteer to be in the gutter, that volunteer to find what the bottom looks like. There is honor in all of this work. There should be no assumption or judgment then about what is right or wrong. We ask you to look at it this way. You have simply not seen the full picture and the full benefit of all at this time with judgments. We look at creation. We look at your actions and all things and understand there is an amazingly beautiful but yet complex tapestry that makes all of this up. What you would consider to be bad creations, what you would consider to be bad deeds, are all part of a beautiful tapestry. You're simply now coming to the point in your own enlightenment where you can begin to see things as they are. And in doing so, in having a greater spiritual overview of things, there are things now you would not choose to do anymore. There are depths that you would not choose to go to, for you do not need to. You are coming to new ways of understanding how this creation of yours is put together. We thank you for this question.
Dear Tobias, is it correct for a society to take the life of one who has taken the lives of others? If so, can you please explain why? And if not, can you explain how enlightened individuals might bring about a change?
We are pausing here to let the answers also come up from within you. There are several ways to look at this. First, there is no life and death as you know it. When a person's life is taken at the hands of another, as you speak of, they simply go back to our side of the veil, and they go through a period of healing. They go through a period of reflection, and then they come back to earth. So from that higher level, dear friends, you are not killing a soul. You are not damning them to heaven or to hell. You are just releasing them a bit earlier. We do not place any judgments on the appropriateness of this type of action, but we will tell you that when this occurs, when there are those who condemn another, they are adding to their karmic bucket. This could be all who are involved in the process, from the judge and the jury and your officers of law and even the public. Even those who read the newspaper and decide if this person was right or wrong, should be killed or let live, there is a karmic reaction within your soul to this. So we ask you to be cautious before condemning or judging. At a philosophical level, it is not about one killing one man. It is about changing society. It is about moving into a time of enlightenment and personal empowerment and divinity. The very work that each of you here are doing is having much more an effect in changing the consciousness of this planet and publicizing an execution in your newspaper. What to be done with that individual should really be a question of what should be done to society. What should be done for a more enlightened human, a human who can heal and release the past, who can do the type of things that you've done. Would you kill all of your society then? No, we do not think so. Should you kill one man? You answer that.
How do we treat our very male father who had the old energy?
This is very much of a challenge. Indeed, we understand. There are some of you who will simply choose to walk away from it. There are some who will choose to disassociate it. You will find it easier on your own development to not try to change this fatherly father. Do not try to even make amends and heal the past, for you have tried that and it has not worked, has it? It always comes back on you. There may be a time when you simply need to walk away from it for your own being. It will be difficult to change him, for he has chosen this way. If you cannot be in his presence and accept this energy, perhaps it is time simply to walk away. But this is most challenging, we understand. This setup is causing you to look at areas within yourself, for even you carry very strong male father energies. Yes, that challenge you. His reflection is causing you to look within yourself, to look deep. Perhaps a period of time away from this would be good at this point. We thank you for the question.
Tobias, how is an ego formed? I was surprised to hear you say that even inanimate objects have an ego. How does an iron, for example, get an ego?
These all have energetic identifications, which is somewhat different than an ego. An inanimate object, such as a coat hanger, such as a bowl, such as an iron, these all have vibrational patterns, fingerprints, as it were, of vibration. It does not have the type of spiritual energy that you do. It does not have the ability to be a creator like you do. It does not have the type of free will that you once had. And it does not contain the ability for its own divinity to expand. But it does contain a certain amount of vibration and, how do we say, intelligence of its own. It can easily be communicated with. We sometimes have to scratch our head and wonder why you do not talk to more trees and to more bowls and to more rocks and things, for they are very pleasant to talk to, sometimes more pleasant to talk to than humans. It is all of a way of saying to you that all things contain their own type of life force and vibration. They are all connected. You are separate. Each one of you is separate and independent. But yes, you are all connected in a way. Do not think of these inanimate objects having an ego like yours, but think of them having a separate identity. It cannot make the type of decisions that you can. It does not have a spiritual intelligence like you do. And it cannot grow or expand its divinity like you do. But at the core level, it all comes from the same place, and therefore, you can have fun with these things. We thank you for this question.
Dear Tobias, I've suffered depression for most of my adult life. I found relief with medication, and I'm wondering if the medication inhibits my spiritual growth. Thank you.
Now, Keldra asks us not to give medical advice, but we will ignore him here. Dear friends, you who specifically asked this question, you who are Shambra, many of you have used these medications for a layer of protection, for a period of getting out of the intensity of your own mind. We can tell you from what we have observed and from experience, knowing what we see in you, that in order to fully move into your divinity, you will need to and want to release these drugs. They provide a blanket. They provide a barrier that has since protected you from the old energy waves of yourself, but you will need to release these to move forward. Now, they will continue to carry residue within you for a period of time. Unfortunately, when you stop taking them, they will not go away right away. There is a chemical buildup in your body, but more than that, it has caused a somewhat longer-term blanket, an emotional blanket, that will take some work on releasing. There is a layer there that will take a lot of love and a lot of attention to release. We suggest to you in particular, and to all others who have taken antidepressant drugs and any sort of psychological drugs, first to find a way to release these. We are not saying they are bad, but they will continue to keep a barrier between you and your divinity. We would suggest to you to have a support group of Chambra that you can talk to, for you will go through some difficult and challenging times in releasing these. You, in a sense, will be bearing, opening parts of yourself that you have tried to close off through these drugs. This will be difficult and challenging time. Have a support group of Chambra. If they are not in your area, move to an area where they are. Learn to work with them, and as they give you time and attention and love and help you through your journey, give back to them also. Help them with things. There has to be a balanced exchange of energy. Do you know, even on our side of the veil, we do not have money like you, but we always exchange energy. Do you know that back when you first crossed through the wall of fire and went into the void, there were those that tried to take other energies all of the time, thinking that by stealing one's energy, you could then have the fuel, you could then have the secret to return back to the kingdom. That is why energy stealing started in the first place. So, back to the question. For those who are in your support group, who are working with you and nurturing and loving you, return the energy back to them. Help them clean, if that's necessary. Help them with mundane chores. Do favors for them, but return the energy. We work with balanced energy on this side. We found out what it was like to have others steal energy and not return. Do the same on Earth. These drugs provided a padding and perhaps were appropriate, but we see for those who are moving into the new energy that these are something you will want to release now. Kaudra can also feel our emotions and knows that we do not so much like these drugs. You are hiding from a problem rather than addressing it with ease. The work of a good new energy facilitator will do much more for a person. There are core issues that are seeking to come out. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, there are significant things that can happen to people that just stop taking psychological drugs.
We understand this, and you are speaking here of, in general, you are speaking of those who are still walking in the old energy. We are speaking of those who are walking in the new energy and of Chambra. We understand that this... Kaudra stops us quite often here, but we will continue. We understand that there are implications of going off of these medications, but you do not understand yet what it is like to be walking into new energy with an emerging divinity. You do not understand yet, because you have not worked with this, to this one who asked the question, the different reaction that a new energy light worker will have when they release these medications. Yes, they will need to be under supervision. That is why we said they need a support group. But, dear friends, you cannot go into the new energy with a complex chemical that alters the natural and divine processes that are taking place, period.
Tobias, in most of the channels, you've spoken about changes to the physical body and biology. I haven't noticed any of these changes or shifts, not even the New Age flu. Please comment on the biology's response to the new energy.
You are one of the fortunate ones who has the type of biology and the type of makeup that is not so much affected by this. Count yourself lucky. It is not something that is pleasant, as most Shambra can vouch for here. You are one who has, we are looking here, who has a biological system that is excellent at processing unneeded energy and disposing of it in the appropriate physical and non-physical ways. And with that, we will take one more question.
Will my career involve a healing center that James and I create?
We are not prophets here. We are not ones to make predictions. You are the ones who are the creators. Look within for what you would like to do. Look within for the type of work, for the type of teaching, for the type of fulfillment that you would like to do. We all stand here supporting you in the work that you do. And if you hear from within your being that a healing center is appropriate, so be it. Create it. It is interesting that you ask this question. It is interesting that you would think that there is something written in a book, the book of life, that says you are to create a healing center. The book of life now for you, for all who are Shambra, is blank. We have gone through 11 lessons with you in the Creator series. You have the pencil, you have the paints, you have all the tools in your hands now to create what it is that you would like to create on these blank pages. So we know the human fear comes in, but what if I'm not supposed to create a healing center? But who is to say whether you are supposed to or not? What is it that sings from your heart? What is it that you choose to create? We are challenging each one of you. There are no guidelines. There are no predetermined things in your life as creators. The pages are empty. If you feel the desire and the passion to have a healing center, to heal the very ones that we just spoke of who are going through the process of releasing these chemicals of the mind, if you feel that passion to have a center for them or to have a center for those who are struggling with their own male energy or struggling with their female, or if you have a desire to have a healing center for any of these, so be it. Create it. To all who are here, all who are part of Shambra, we are not pulling the strings. You are no longer bound by the past, bound by karma. The future is yours to create. And you know what, dear friends? You are so powerful, you can create anything, but you have to take the first step. You can't wait for Spirit to deliver it in your lap. Spirit is waiting for you to initiate the action. And when you do, and when a good thing happens, when you create something that you are proud of, give yourself thanks. And so it is.